Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not quite sure how you feel, but I know I feel good in the Lord. Amen. It feels good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. It feels good to lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Amen. It feels good to worship God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like coming to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's good for me. Amen. You know, sometimes you're sitting at home, you might get in the mully drubs, if that is even a word. But it is to me. I feel better when I get to church. And I even feel better on my way home. Amen. Praise the Lord. In your Bibles, let me turn your attention to Philippians chapter 4. Got kind of a lengthy reading to start here today, but Philippians chapter 4, beginning to read at verse number 2. There's two ladies' names in this first verse that I don't know if I pronounce them right or not. Amen, but I'm going to try. Amen. Praise the Lord. I still see a couple of Bible pages flipping. Philippians chapter 4, the second verse, verse number 2, it says, I beseech Epaphroditus and beseech Syntyche. Anybody know how to say that lady's name? Syntyche? I don't know. That they be of the same mind in the Lord. Amen. Two ladies in the church, and he's praying for them. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Amen. So it's a church people talking about church people, and it's like us. Amen. This is a portion of scripture that's talking about people just like us. Amen. Verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Anybody rejoice in service already today? Were you happy to show up at church today? Amen. I was. I am. Praise the Lord. Verse number 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, somebody say peace of God. Peace of God. We'll be talking about that tonight. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. There's good stuff to think about. Amen. If you are in Jesus Christ, you got good stuff to think about. Verse number 9, I'm ending here with my opening text. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. My topic today, a mind at peace. Amen. Would you say that with me? A mind at peace. My God is so good. Amen. My God is so, so very good. Would you love him with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, we even ask right now together that your anointing, Lord, would be upon this service and then the youth class that's in the back and everything that's going on in this building, Lord. I pray your hand, Lord, would be upon it. Lord, put words in my mouth and quicken, Lord, our understanding. Lord, let the Holy Ghost just be preeminent, be first and foremost here in this place tonight. Touch our minds and put us at peace, Lord, by your Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. It's a little warm. Yeah. A mind at peace. It's been a long time now that I've chose, and I still choose. Every day we have a choice. I choose to live for God. Amen. That's the kind of life I want to live. Amen. You've heard of, I'm living the dream. I am. I know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, great tranquility results when the Prince of Peace is present. Amen. I like to feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I like to feel the moving of the Spirit of God. Amen. I like to worship God until God inhabits the praise. I feel the Lord in me. Amen. God inhabits the praises of Israel. That's what the scripture says. Amen. But I know that when I worship God, there are times that I feel the presence of God while I'm worshiping. Amen. And this world tries to bombard your mind. This world tries to put trouble in your way. This world tries to give problems on every side and every corner. And I don't think anybody, in fact, nobody is exempt. There's problems because you're human. You got weaknesses and you got your own thinking. Sometimes we have to battle our own thinking. We have to battle against the principalities and powers of the air. Amen. But there is peace in the Prince of Peace. Amen. A furious squall came up, and the waves break over the side of the boat so that it was nearly swamped with water. They were in a terrible way. Trouble out there in the sea with these fishermen. Jesus was in the stern. He's in the back of the boat. He's asleep down below on a cushion. Can you imagine that? The sailors, the fishermen are out there on top of the boat trying to keep the boat afloat, you know, throwing the buckets of water overboard and trying to, man, we're all going to die. They're in turmoil. And the Prince of Peace is sleeping. He was not troubled by the waves and the wind. The boat was getting filled up with water. That's okay. Jesus was in the stern asleep. The disciples, wake up! They woke him up. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Maybe that's a dramatization of the scripture, but you get my point. Don't you even care that we're about to sink? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. That's the New International Version. King James says, peace, be still. Then the wind died right down. The waves stop flowing. And there was calm at the word of Jesus. He really is the Prince of Peace. Amen. It's just a physical demonstration of the power of God. Yes, He was God manifested in the flesh. He was God robed in a human body. When He spoke to the wind and to the wave, He spoke as the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth. He told them, stop it. And they did. My God is able. Amen. It's an illustration that happened in real life. It's a recorded portion of Scripture. Mark chapter 4, verses 37 to 39, if you wanted to look it up. He is able to calm any and all storms. Physical waves, spiritual troubles, turmoil in your life, problems that come against you, the storms that arise in our life or in our spirit. There is no great wave or no great wind that is going to defeat Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no problem too big. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know the difficulties that I have. Well, then you don't know my God. Jesus Christ is bigger than your problem. I have a sister that many years ago used to sing a song. Oh, no, it was Becky. I forget the name. Girl named Becky in our youth group used to sing that song. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. Anybody else know that song? No. There we go. They're two. They heard the song sung. He's bigger than all my problems. He's bigger than all my fears. Amen. He is that great God. Also, let me comma right there. On the other hand, sometimes He does not calm the storm. There's times His disciples got in a shipwreck. The whole ship was torn apart. But He calms us in the midst of the storm. Don't fear. I've given you all the lives of everybody on board. They're going to be okay. Yeah, they lost everything on the ship and all the tackling. They were shipwrecked. But nobody lost their lives. Amen. They cut the lifeboats loose and let them go so that nobody would try to get into the lifeboats. You know, it's a pretty serious thing if you're about to lose the ship and you're out in the sea. Amen. But God can give us a peace. God can give us a knowledge. God can, if we will trust in God's word, if we will trust in the word that God gives us individually, when God speaks to you, I will save your children. Oh, I'll take it. I believe it. I'm going to hold on to it. God told me He's going to save my children. And I believe Him. Amen. Hold on to the word. God can calm any storm. Even when He gives us the peace, when He gives us the understanding, when He calms our own mind down, when He sets a mind at peace with His word. Anybody getting where I'm talking about? God can give me a word that can set my mind at peace. Amen. I know it don't look good right now. I know the storm is still raging. I know trouble is still at hand. I know that there are still problems going on. But my God gave me a word. And I trust God. Amen. In John chapter 16, verse number 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Are you reading that right there? These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. My God really is bigger than all of my problems and bigger than all of my fears. My God is bigger than life itself. Yeah, life brings its own sets of problems. But my God is bigger than those problems. Amen. He's that big of a God. I give you that God maintains peace in the church. He is the God of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. God desires that each of us strive, work toward peace. However, this is not peace at any price. That's just not true. But rather, it is the tranquility that comes by virtue and truth and righteousness. Amen. We got to trust the word. And you can know, as I've learned, it's impossible to make everybody happy. It's just not. I just give up on that thought. I'm not going to make everybody happy, but I can preach the word. If I'll just stick to what's in the Bible, if I'll just say the truth that I see it in the Word of God, as God gives it to me, I can give it to you, and God will give us peace. Because we can trust in the Word. Wow. Wow, that's powerful. Maintaining harmony in the church. That's not always an easy task. My friend, I just want to make Jesus happy. Thank you very much. Amen. I just want to make Jesus happy. I want to worship God. I want to love Him with all of my heart. I want to give Him everything that is within me. I want to preach the Word just like it is. I want to say the truth because God has given us His truth and the Word. Amen. I want to rest in that peace of mind. You see, I can have a peace of mind when I preach the truth. There's people in our world that they don't want to hear true preaching that Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. You know, there's some people that they have traditions, they have ways, they have other beliefs, they have other faiths, other things that they trust in. Well, I don't know about everybody else in the whole world, but I know the Word of God is true. Amen. I've got to trust. My mind can be at peace when I trust the Word. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Let me begin there at verse number 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I believe we have a wonderful church. We've got a fantastic body of believers. That I believe that there are people in our church that are totally 100% all the way convinced that they love Jesus. Above all other things, they want Jesus in their life. And they believe the Word of God. And that God keeps us that have that mindset. Us that will put God first. Us that will trust the Word. Us that believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe God gives us a mind at peace. To properly maintain peace and harmony among members of the body of Christ, there must be submission and obedience to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. People have conflicts, in case you didn't know. People don't think the same way. But if our mind can be on Jesus, and we trust the Word, I tell you, you can have a mind at peace. Amen. You can trust God in the storm, and He will see you through. And there are times that God will say, "Peace, be still," and your storm goes away. God has the ability to fix it. On His own power, without any help from us, God is able to deliver us. A person's foot is not in conflict with his hand when there is a proper communication from the brain to my body. Amen. God made all of that in control. Amen. Just as we are the body of Christ, there are some people that are the feet of the church. Some people that are the hands of the church. Some people that are the mouth and the eyes and the ears. And some, you know, you get the idea. Different people do different things in the body. And when we are in harmony and at peace in our mind in Jesus Christ, and we are trusting the Lord and we believe the Word, guess what? The whole body is at peace. God gives peace to the people when we trust God and we believe the Word. That all the other little difficulties and frailties and all the differences of opinion and all the different attitudes and mindsets and all the different thinking of the people goes aside. Because I have the mind of Christ and I believe the Word. Amen. It sets a mind at peace. If every member in the church is properly connected to the head, if my hand gets its instruction from my brain and my feet get instructions from my brain, they can coordinate and, you know, you can do all kinds of good stuff. Worship, pray, walk, run. Praise the Lord. I got a comma right there. Went to district conference Friday night, and there was just something about it that I wanted to, I just felt like worshiping God. I just, it just, overwhelmingly compelled me to worship the Lord. I could see our dozen different young people up there at the altar, and young people were worshiping, and the whole altar is full with young people. And I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. I'm really happy to see young people in the church. I'm really happy to see them having a relationship with God. I'm really happy about that. And I was worshiping the Lord. I was just in so much, I was just overcome by the feeling of worship. And God, I love you. I worship you. I'm praising the Lord. And just, I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm going to worship the Lord. And I feel this little beep, 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 beep. This little, it's tapping my wrist. What is going on? I look at my smartwatch. It says, new record outdoor run. You know, it monitors my activity, right? It does this activity thing, and it thought I was outside jogging. Maybe that watch ain't so smart. Well, praise the Lord, my best record was worshiping. Amen. It wasn't cutting the grass or mowing the lawn or even chopping wood. None of them even compare to worship. Amen. That's the best exercise you can have. Amen. Get a new record. Worship. It just made me smile when I saw that. I said, praise the Lord. I feel good about having a new record. Amen. Every member in the church, when they are properly connected to Jesus Christ, they will function in peace and harmony. They will. They're going to get on board with the preaching. They're going to join in the singing. They're going to worship as they are compelled by God. They're going to follow after the Lord, and they're going to do God's will, and it's going to be in harmony in the body. Amen. These two women, Aphrodite and Syntyche, members of the church in Philippi, had a problem between themselves, evidently, that had reached a level whereby Paul believed it was necessary to state their names in the writing of his book. So I think it probably was a significant problem in that local church. I don't know what the problem is, but there was a problem. I plead with, I wish I could pronounce these names. I plead with this lady and that lady to agree with each other in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 2. See, we must each be on guard concerning our influence among other members in the body. We really do need to keep the peace in the church. We really do. Not peace at any price. I'm not going to alter the preaching of the Word of God. I'm not going to say something that's not true from the Word of God. That's a price too high. That is unthinkable. What good would it do if we all had good feelings and we all went to hell together? That ain't going to help nobody. But we got to have the Word of God in its unaltered state, in the truth that the Word is, and be in agreement in Jesus Christ, and He will give us a mind at peace. Amen. So we got to be on guard against the influence, against causing arguments, against causing disagreements, against causing hardships in the body. It's not my purpose that I would harm somebody purposefully. I'm never going to ever do that. But if the preaching of the word offends you, then you're offended at the word, even though you might be mad at me. I'm going to have to risk that one because I don't have any other choice but then to preach the word of God. I've got to preach the word. Amen. At the risk of somebody not being happy, I still have to preach the word. Because that's the only way that we will ever have a mind at peace. In Galatians chapter 5, let me read from verse 19 to 21 there. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Man, you see the works of the flesh everywhere all around us. And which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Put whatever you were thinking in that line with it. But there is trouble and turmoil and flesh everywhere in our society, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I still have to preach against sin. It's not an option. You see, God, if I don't preach about sin, God is going to hold me accountable, and my soul is in jeopardy if I don't preach the word. I've got to preach the truth. I've got to preach against sin. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19, these six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination, something that God hates always. An abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Man, if you're stirring stuff up in the church, if you're sowing discord, this brother against that brother, or that sister against that sister, you are in danger with God. God hates that stuff. How about being a peacemaker? Amen. Be, if you can, be a peacemaker. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. Man, let's all be peacemakers. Can you help me out? Do you strive to be a peacemaker in the body of Christ? Amen. Paul, he called upon an unknown yoke fellow, you know, a believer in the church, didn't say their name out loud. He didn't write it down in the recording of his book, but he had this yoke fellow person to help bring peace between these two ladies who were fellow laborers in the household of God. Can you help me make, if you see something going on in the church, can you please help be a peacemaker? Amen. Can you help snuff out that little fire? Can you help just, you see that ember burning, just go ahead and stomp that thing out. Amen. Be a peacemaker. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. He's talking about people in the church. Amen. Us. I think there ought to be peacemakers at Apostolic Lighthouse. Amen. Anybody want to strive to be a peacemaker? Amen. I want to help make peace in the church. Amen. There is a difference between being a peacemaker and a meddler. I'm not talking about getting in everybody's business. That's not what I'm asking you to do. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not." You don't have to tell this person on that person and spread bad stuff. In fact, go ahead and stuff that little fire out. You don't have to say it to one other person ever. Amen. Stuff that disagreement out. A peacemaker may not say anything, but simply monitor a situation and pray. Prayer is the best thing that we can do. It is. It's the best option that we have is to pray. A peacemaker may become a circuit breaker, if you will, for the gossip stream. It can end at you if you don't open your mouth and tell someone else. It can stop right there. Amen. A peacemaker can bring unity by refusing to take sides. This side or that side, I'm on Jesus' side. Can't we all just get along? Well, the devil doesn't want you to get along. The devil wants to pit you against her and he against she and they against them. And you know, the devil wants to pit the young people against the parents and the parents against the young people. And you get the idea. But when our mind is stayed on Jesus Christ and we believe the word, our mind will be at peace. Amen. Having peace in your heart. I'm talking about way down deep inside of who you are. I'm telling you, you can have peace in the center of your spiritual being. You can have peace in the center of your flesh. Peace in your heart. How about be joyful in the Lord? Anybody want to smile? Say, "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." That just comes out of my mouth, so it just kind of rolls off my lips. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Amen. It's real easy to say. If you'll just practice saying it, "I love you, Jesus." Amen. "I love you, Jesus." Oh, it just rolls off my lips so easily. It just comes so naturally. Because, I'm telling you, it comes from way down the center of who I am. Amen. I'm speaking it in truth. Because I love Jesus. Amen. Way down in the very center of my mind, in the center of my heart, and way down deep within me, I love Jesus. Amen. We gotta decide that's who we are. That's what's in me. I choose to love the Lord. It's my choice. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Praise the Lord. So when worship service is going on, choose to worship God. I believe this church will be better served by people worshiping God than by people sitting on the pew. It'll be better for the person. It'll be better for the person sitting next to you. I remember, comma right here, I'm leaving my notes for just, Pastor Hall, Robert E. Hall, was my pastor in Chesapeake, Virginia. And they had what was called Minutemen back then. You got to preach a sermon 10 minutes or less. If you went 11 minutes, you got taken off of the preaching list. That was your last time being a Minuteman. 10 minutes or less. Okay. Man, I remember I'd study 10, 15 hours, days, weeks, because you knew ahead of time my preaching time was coming. And man, I would pray and seek God's face and just give it all I got for 9.5 minutes and then sit down, put the mic down, and let the next person come. But I gave it everything I had, condensed into 10 minutes or less. Not over. Worship, truth, give the word, give it all you got. Let everything go. You know what? We ought to have that kind of mindset in everything I do in Jesus. When it's worship time, I shouldn't ought to be checking my phone for text messages. I shouldn't ought to be worried about what somebody else is doing. And I should be turning my attention to Jesus. It's time to give it everything I got. Everything way down deep inside me, it's time to worship the Lord. Amen. It's time to worship God. Amen. Get this now. Worship is contagious. I was worshiping out of the corner of my eye, and I could see Linda getting a little worship on. I saw you. And she was enjoying herself, smiling, worshiping, hands raised, mouth going, loving the Lord. She didn't even care about what was going on back there. That worship felt good, didn't it? Worship is contagious. You want to help our church? You want to have a mind at peace? Learn to worship the Lord. Don't worry about your spouse. Don't worry about your kids. Don't worry about the guy in the next pew or the lady that's one row over. Don't worry about what other people are doing, or don't worry about the music's too loud or the music's too soft or I can't hear the speaker right, or I heard that feedback and it hurt my ear. Forget all that stuff. It's time to worship the Lord.
give it all you got.
No matter what it is that you're doing for God, do it to the very best of your ability. Do it with all that you have. Amen. See, Paul was encouraging the Philippians to be joyful at all times. Wednesday night, I just came off the job, quick go home, eat my dinner, sit in my lazy boy for just a few minutes. It's time to get up. Can't stay there too long. Get up out of that lazy boy, get dressed, get in the car, come to church. But you know, when I'm here at church, it's time to worship the Lord. Amen. I put my busy day behind me. It's time to be joyful. I'd be happy doing it. Amen. He reminded them that while they may experience personal storms as a result of tragedy or illness or just being human, they could still experience the joy of the Lord in their hearts. Rejoice in the Lord always. Regardless of what you feel like. Oh, well, I don't feel too good. Worship the Lord and you will feel better. It happens every time I come to church. I'm a little tired. I got a little weary. Once you get worshiping God, I tell you what, it lifts up my spirit. It lifts up myself in God. In every situation, a person can find joy from the presence of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 10. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. Don't let the world or things in the world or anybody else stop you from having joy in the Lord. It's your choice. You can choose to worship the Lord. How about don't be anxious? We live in an anxious world. Peter encourages readers to allow God to carry their worries and anxieties. A mind at peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be prayerful, be thankful in everything. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what the storm is raging outside. It doesn't matter the situation that you have right now. You can still, in that storm, be prayerful and thankful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, again, be careful for nothing but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Every person has the privilege, and I say privilege on purpose, of prayer. Every one of us needs to pray. All of us. If anyone in this world should be filled with thanksgiving, be a thankful person, it should be the born again child of God. We, of all the people in the whole world, should be thankful to Jesus. My God has been good to me. Amen. Be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. That's not be thankful for everything, but in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's the will of God that you give thanks. Peace, it is a work of the Spirit. I've got these, remember those old hardcover Sunday school teaching books? Anybody ever remember those? I mean, couple of us know it. In the 2003 edition, spring, page 66, it talks about peace of mind from the Sunday school teacher's book. Davis and Johnson is the publisher. Prescriptions and drugs together with the use of alcohol are all sought after by scores of people in this generation who are striving to find peace of mind. The tragedy of tragedies is that they cannot and never will find the peace that they are looking for through the mind-altering effects of alcohol, drugs, chemicals, and illicit thrills of this world. They will never have the peace that they're looking for. Only when they come to the Prince of Peace can they hope for true peace in their mind. The doctor practices medicine. Jesus is the healer. The psychiatrist and the psychologist, and they all have a job to do. But Jesus is the one that will heal my mind. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 to 18. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances. For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Jesus Christ on the cross paid the price for me to have a peace of mind. I can have peace in my mind because of Jesus. It's not because of the worldly professionals. It's not because of the drugs or the things that are in the world. Verse 17 and 18, I didn't read it all. And came to preach peace, or it came and preached peace to you which were afar off, that's to us, and to them which were nigh, to them in the Bible. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. It is in Jesus Christ that we have a mind at peace. The cross of Jesus Christ was the catalyst that brought the peace of God to all people through Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. It is in Jesus Christ. Do you want to have peace of mind? You need Jesus. Amen. It's not in drugs. It's not in things. It's not in other people. Our peace of mind is in Jesus Christ. He is our answer. Although one may not understand how it happens, God's peace is able to guard a person's emotions and thoughts. Amen. You've been thinking not good stuff? You need Jesus to change your thinking. He will give you a mind of peace. And this peace in your mind is going to be manifest. People are going to see it in the world. People are going to see you having peace with Jesus. A person who has peace of God in his heart and mind, it will manifest the same peace in his attitude towards others. Other people will see that you have peace in your mind. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye bring, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Again, from the adult Sunday school teacher's book. The heart is the incubator of attitudes and actions. If one fosters a heart that is at peace with God himself, his actions will automatically reveal such. You will act differently when your mind is at peace with God. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, he emanated peace everywhere he went. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 and 42. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, over Jerusalem, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this day, in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Jesus Christ himself came to Jerusalem, and they rejected him. Our Jesus Christ, I tell you, this truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is for our whole world. Every soul on the face of the earth needs to hear this truth. And God is able to give all of us peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He wept over Jerusalem because they didn't recognize who he was. People in our world don't recognize who Jesus is. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. If you truly trust the Word of God and who Jesus is, your mind will be at peace. Amen. We've been going through all this end time stuff and the prophecies in the Bible, and our world is going to go just flat crazy. Terrible things are going to happen in our world. But my mind is at peace because I trust Jesus Christ. My God is going to keep me in perfect peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. I'll tell you what, God is able to keep us. An in-depth study of the writings of Paul might be a good place to spend time developing the peace process in your life. Amen. Thomas Elmore, a psychiatrist in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, has traced the rising rate of mental depression to our excessive emphasis on possessions. It is rooted in our lack of ability to distinguish wants from needs. Oh, I need. You ever heard somebody say, oh, I need. No, they want. There's a difference between a need and a want. Let me close with this. Stand with me. I got one more last little comment. What if, here's a question. What if we could develop an attitude of thankfulness? In everything, giving thanks. No matter what the situation, no matter what the day holds, no matter what the difficulty, if you just always trust God. If you trust God today, and then when you wake up, you trust God again tomorrow. If you trust His Word, if you trust Him altogether. Anybody ever heard of Fanny Crosby? When Fanny Crosby was only 6 months old, she lost her sight due to the mistake of a doctor at 6 months old. And despite this handicap of being blind, she grew up to compose many beautiful hymns. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Anybody ever heard that song? Fanny Crosby wrote that song. She was a blind girl from 6 months old. As a girl of eight, I'm going to read you a poem in closing. She wrote one of her first poems. Let me read it to you in closing here. Oh, what a happy soul am I. Picture a little 8-year-old girl saying this. Oh, what a happy soul am I. Although I cannot see, I am resolved that in this world, content I will be. How many blessings I enjoy, the other people don't. To weep and to sigh because I am blind, I cannot and I won't. She chose to trust God anyway. She wrote the song, Blessed Assurance. Amen. I'll tell you what. No matter what the problem is that's going on in your life, will you choose to have a mind at peace in Jesus Christ? Would you trust Him right now? Would you lift your hands and would you love the Lord with me? Lord, I love You, Jesus. I praise You. I worship You. I thank You, my God. Lord, You're worthy. I trust You. God, I thank You, Lord, that You have set my mind at peace. Lord, that I can know that Your Word is altogether true. God, that I can know, Lord, that You, Lord, have me in Your hand. That You will, Lord, in all situations in my life. Lord, that You are in control and I can trust You with everything within me. Everything in my life, I trust You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. I praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord Jesus. I praise You. Wonderful, wonderful God. Jesus, I love You. Amen, amen. Have a mind at peace in Jesus. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.